Vermont's marijuana legalization law doesn't create a market to sell it, but that has not stopped people from finding ways to capitalize on legal cannabis. Over the weekend, VPR's Liam Elder Connors attended a convention and met entrepreneurs who see potential in the emerging industry.
I'd never been to a cannabis convention. Some of the sights, like a person dressed in a bong costume, didn't surprise me. But one of the first companies I saw was a little unexpected.
I'm Jesse Harper with Vermont Security, and we do alarm video and automation, and we're looking to get into this space and support this industry.
Vermont Security was one of more than 50 exhibitors at the state's first cannabis and hemp convention last weekend in South Burlington. Harper says once people can start growing marijuana at home, they'll want to secure their plants.
You want to have a monitored product, and if you're complying with all the laws, then there's no reason that you wouldn't want the police to come and protect your property.
On July 1st, adults 21 years and older can possess, cultivate, and consume marijuana in Vermont, but not sell it. However, businesses like Vermont Security see an opportunity to expand to a new market, and they're not the only ones. The two-day convention featured a number of talks ranging from tips for growing cannabis to marketing. And amid the hemp growers and CBD products were other businesses you might expect at any trade show, like a cybersecurity company, a marketing company, even a real estate agent. The only difference? They were focused on cannabis. Hedy Vermont is a cannabis advocacy organization and one of the organizers of the convention. CEO Monica Donovan says legalization opens up a lot of business opportunities.
It doesn't have to be growing. It can be an ancillary business. You can do, you know, IT, you can do apps, you can provide grow supplies. So people can take what they already know and apply it to cannabis. So I say go with your strengths.
Donovan says she's expecting a lot of people will try to grow their own pot. And because a lot of those people haven't tried growing before, Jessie Lynn Dolan sees an opportunity. Dolan and her partner started Homegrown Consulting to help people grow recreational and medicinal cannabis. They also have another consulting company to help farmers grow hemp.
We're basically wanting to set people up to help them grow from seed to finish, whether they need help building out their room, setting it up, and then all the way to the end if someone wants to make their own butter or make their own salve or what they want to do with their product.
But besides helping people grow or protect their cannabis, where else might the industry go? According to Timothy Fair, a lawyer specializing in cannabis law, there's a lot of room for creativity.
Because of the lack of regulations we're seeing yet, things like cannabis tourism, cannabis biking tours, cannabis hiking tours, cannabis bed and breakfasts, these are the type of things where you can incorporate cannabis into pre-existing business models with a lot of success.
So you're saying like people could smoke cannabis and then you take them on a bike tour?
Sure, why not?
And even though Vermont won't have a regulated market for selling recreational marijuana, Fair says he's already heard from two potential clients who want to start businesses that offer free gifts of cannabis when you buy another product.
And I've told both those potential clients that they're likely to be test cases, and that if they want to do this, they need to be ready that they could very well be prosecuted. Convicted, that's a whole different story.
Like pretty much everyone at the convention, Fair is excited about the potential in Vermont's cannabis industry. He's even started his own law firm, Vermont Cannabis Solutions, to help entrepreneurs navigate the law. And Dolan at Homegrown Consulting says she thinks Vermont can lead the industry in the Northeast.
Vermont has a great niche, has a great name, has that brand respected status, and I think we can and we will be the leaders on the East Coast.
For many at the convention, they're hoping to position themselves early because they say a fully regulated cannabis market is just around the corner. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.